I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set and Surround Sound, celebrating 20 years from NPR Music. It used to be that you could find Kevin Eubanks on The Tonight Show 5 nights a week. For 15 years, Kevin led The Tonight Show band with few personnel changes. Playing all styles, they backed up the stars, learned about comedy, Jay Leno's timing, and lived the TV lifestyle. When Kevin left in 2010, he said in many interviews that it was difficult to go. But it was a natural move, and it's opening up his music. No longer the sidekick, now he's out front, where he needs to be, and on the road. We're at the Detroit Jazz Festival on Labor Day with an amphitheater full of Motor City music lovers, right here on Jazz Set.
Let's give it up! Let's give it up! For Mac Avenue recording artist Kevin Eubanks and his quartet.
On drums, we have Marvin Smitty Smith. Give it up for Marvin Smitty Smith on the drums. On bass, we have Mr. Rene Camacho. We call him Boom Boom. On tenor saxophone and soprano saxophone, Mr. Bill Pierce.
Thank you. Thank you.
The spirit of John Coltrane is riding on a groove from the Kevin Eubanks Band.
Bill Pierce, center saxophone.
That's Resolution from Coltrane's masterpiece, A Love Supreme. Like Train, but a generation later, Kevin grew up in Philadelphia. And this Detroit audience feels the continuity and loves it. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Kevin Eubanks, Bill Pierce, Renee Camacho on bass, and Marvin Smitty Smith on drums are playing outdoors for free at the Detroit Jazz Festival in surround sound on Jazz Set. Bill Pierce and Kevin were both members of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, the long-running band that is so very important in jazz history. Now Pierce chairs the woodwinds department at Berklee College of Music in Boston. Marvin Smitty Smith and Kevin were in the Tonight Show band together. In fact, it's Smitty who brought Los Angeles bassist Renee Camacho to the group. The band stretches out on Kevin's piece, Dirty Monk, on Jazz Set. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're with Kevin Eubanks at the Detroit Jazz Festival on Jazz Set, celebrating 20 years from NPR Music. The weather took a bite out of the Detroit Festival this year. Friday, it was stifling hot. Saturday night, storms blew in. Two microbursts in a row wiped out all the outdoor programming. By Monday, it was chilly. And yet, all these changes became an inspiration.
Music is a human force of nature. It's just everywhere. It's in rain, it's in thunder, it's in the wind, in the trees, it's in the ocean. And for us as human beings, music is just part of what we do.
Times like this, I really wish I could sing. But since I can't, don't start. I'm not singing. Don't even start. Huh? That's why I'm talking to you and not singing to you. We have enough weather, enough good weather that everybody can come out here, feel whatever they're supposed to feel, enjoy yourself, enjoy each other, enjoy a beautiful afternoon. Traveling all around the country lately. And it's just so beautiful to see that the human spirit cannot be destroyed, cannot be pushed down, no matter what they tell you on the news, what they tell you in a newspaper. It's only about five people writing all of that stuff anyway. That's why it's always the same. But you have to know in your heart what's the truth. Because if you have to turn on the TV to see the truth, you're already gone. Look into each other's eyes and each other's hearts. Not into a TV to see the truth about what you're supposed to be feeling. Otherwise, nobody will be here today. Thank you for coming out and enjoying some music. Thank you. Thank you.
Funding for Jazz Set is provided by the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, environmental conservation, medical research, and the prevention of child abuse, and an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works.
People often asked Kevin during his almost 20 years with Jay Leno and NBC, what would you like to do when you leave The Tonight Show? And he would answer, I'm going to get to finish a tune.
It takes a long time to finish a song. I don't mean just in the sense of, you know, you play it that night and then you go to the next song. But every time you play the song, you start to see like, oh, well, maybe this intro should be here. And maybe this, you know, the song keeps morphing and turning into this and that and the other. And then like a few years later, you go like, you know what? Finally done playing that song. Let's move on to the next song. Because it kind of grows with you and along with your experiences. And it takes a long time to wear a song out. So where it takes more energy to play it than it gives. And then the song is done. It's time for some new music. But it takes longer than people think to finish a song in an artistic sense.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Marvin Smitty Smith on the drums. Boom Boom on the bass. Bill Pierce on tenor and soprano saxophone. Thank you so much for coming out and enjoying yourselves. Thank you for coming out and supporting the festival. Thank you, Mac Avenue Records. Thank you, Detroit. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The Messenger closes the set outdoors, blowing in the wind. Kevin Eubanks on guitar, Bill Pierce sax, Rene Camacho bass, Marvin Smitty Smith drums. Recording by Timothy Powell of Metro Mobile. Thanks to Terry Pontrimoli, Chris Harrington, Terry Coggenhop, Dr. Jazz, Don Lukoff, and the 2011 Detroit Jazz Festival team. Kevin Eubanks doesn't like the labels that separate jazz from other genres. He hears what unique styles have in common, as he told WBGO's Gary Walker.
I've always thought that bluegrass and jazz music, particularly the bebop period of jazz, had a lot of things in common. When people say bebop, I mean, we know that that period was a very brief period, but just the kind of energy, finesse, and articulation that took place and all that, that kind of thing happens in bluegrass too. The technique and the whole thing and all of that, but at the same time, it's ferociously improvisational at the same time. I always thought those things could merge and come together. It's just not that far a leap from bebop to bluegrass.
Kevin grew up to the sound of piano lessons on weekends. His mother, Vera Eubanks, taught at home in Philadelphia and also in the public schools there for 35 years. And one of her private students was none other than Kenny Barron. From the same stage in Detroit, Kenny Barron and Mulgrew Miller now hold forth from two pianos, Kenny to the left, Mulgrew to the right, and the amphitheater in surround sound on Jazz Set. jazz set is Mulgrew Miller and Kenny Barron at Two Pianos in Detroit. Ginger Bruner at KUNV in Las Vegas. Technical director Duke Marcos and Becca Pulliam and Thurston Briscoe III from WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey. Hear more at jazzset.npr.org. We're celebrating 20 years of performances every week, all because of you and your NPR station. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time.